Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, the president has a plan to boost jobs in the U.S. He unveiled it last night. I'll talk to several economists about it and just how likely it is to work. And Lansing produces a variety of Cadillacs, and now GM is set to release a hybrid version as the company begins to aggressively move into that market. We'll find out more. But first, we can all remember where we were almost 10 years ago on the morning of September 11th. As the attack that changed our world unfolded. And while in the days that followed, most of us in Michigan watched the news and returned to our normal routines, others packed their bags and drove to Ground Zero to help. One of those is former Flint Township Police Detective Jim Santa, who along with four of his colleagues drove to New York just a day after the attack. He joins me now. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Thank you.
Like most of America, I'm guessing you watched the 9/11 attacks on television. What led to your decision to go down to Ground Zero the following day?
Well, actually, the department decided to send five people. Of course, everybody in the department volunteered. Everybody wanted to go. Unfortunately, everybody couldn't. And what they did is they took a couple from the detective bureau, a couple, and the rest from the uniform, sort of split it up, and that's how we went. Now we got chosen to go.
I see. Now, the media was mostly kept out of the area immediately following the attack and around the area of Ground Zero, that is. Can you describe the scene for me when you first arrived to the Ground Zero area?
I describe me, it still doesn't do it justice. What we saw on television didn't prepare us for when we got down there. It was just total, utter destruction. What you didn't see on television were the surrounding buildings that were damaged or destroyed from when the towers came down or from when the falling debris, when the plane struck. It was just the whole area around it was just, it looked like a war zone.
I see. Now, in terms of at that point, the area was cleared out other than the responders and police officers and firefighters, right?
Correct.
And I know the air quality was an immediate concern. In fact, government officials said that it was fairly safe. Can you describe what the air was like right there at Ground Zero?
The air, it was a very acrid smell, somewhat bitter. It made your eyes water, your nose burn, depending which way the wind was blowing. Sometimes the wind blew away from us, and we were fortunate, and we had cleaner air. But when the wind blew down a certain direction, it made your eyes water, your nose burned. It was definitely different. A combination of smells. It's sort of hard to describe, but it was just a very acrid smell.
I mean, when you first got there, were you concerned about your safety standing there?
No, not at all. I didn't even think about it at the time. We were so busy, it didn't really cross your mind.
And what was the emotional situation there? I mean, were there family members trying to get in to look for their loved ones, anything like that?
Actually, when we first got there, we were the last checkpoint that led directly to Ground Zero, where the final checkpoint was to get right to the site. For the first couple days, they had roadblocks set up for blocks and blocks, and each perimeter they let people in a certain distance. So we didn't see anybody for about the first 3 days except for rescue workers and heavy equipment that they were bringing in. Once they opened it up, probably about the third or fourth day, they started letting residents who had apartments in their area come through our checkpoint so they could get belongings to leave because they still didn't have electricity there. And then they also let people, they opened it up to where we were the final barrier. And the first couple of days, nobody said anything. It was like everybody was still in shock. It was an eerie silence for all the people around. It was just nobody said anything. After about the fourth day, people started talking. You know, we talked to people who actually saw what happened. People would bring posters up saying, "Have you seen this person?" And, you know, that was the hard part because you'd just shake your head and say, "No, I'm sorry, I haven't." And, you know, after the fourth or fifth day, you sort of knew, you know, what had happened to that person. But people still had hope, and that was sort of, you know, that sort of got to you.
I'm talking to former Flint Township Police Detective Jim Santa, who was one of the first responders at Ground Zero on September 11th of 2001. Now, Jim, President Bush came down to Ground Zero a day after your arrival. He said it was, quote, like walking into hell. How did you and your fellow first responders react to his visit?
Actually, we knew he was there, but, you know, we didn't get close enough, so it was... Actually, I think we'd heard he was there after he'd already left. So we really had no idea he was there until after he had left.
I do want to ask you, you know, since the attacks, there's been this conspiracy theory that the towers were brought down by some kind of elaborate planned secretive demolition. Was there any talk among the first responders on the scene that there was anything peculiar or anything that other than the planes that may have brought the towers down?
No, we heard nothing like that at all, not even remotely close to that, not at all.
And when you hear people spout this theory, is there, what is your sense of it? Are they completely completely insane?
I don't know. I wouldn't say insane, but I think they're totally off base. You know, I'm a layman like everybody else. I don't know the mechanics of it, but watching shows and listening to engineers talk, it's very feasible to me how they could have been brought down. I see no problem with the way it happened. I mean, it is what it is.
Now, the country obviously became quite angry then, almost immediately after the attacks, when it was clear that this was not an accident. How much of a feeling of anger was there among the first responders at the site?
You know, at that time, like I said, everybody was still, I think, in shock, and you didn't sense anger. It was more of a, I don't know how to describe it. It was just shock. There was no talk of, you know, this and that or anger or anything like that. It was, people were still trying to absorb what had happened. So at that point, there wasn't much talk of anger at all.
I see. Had you been to the towers before they were brought down?
No, I hadn't. I had not.
I see. So basically what you saw was this utter devastation. Now, from what we understand, though, most of the towers then fell directly into the place where they stood. Mostly the debris was the air debris that was surrounding the location where the World Trade Center stood.
Right, right. The debris pile itself, they had to be at least 7-8 stories high where the towers had come down. And then, of course, there was debris for... you know, a block or two around that, crushed cars. They had cars stacked on the side of the road that they used front-end loaders to, they just stacked them 5-6 cars high. There were buses that were crushed. So devastation, like I said, you know, everybody focused on the towers, rightfully so, but the surrounding area was just, it was hit hard. It looked like a war zone.
How quickly did the sense of hope that you'd find significant numbers of survivors fade? Was it almost immediately clear that not many were going to be found alive?
I think after about the second day, it became pretty clear. You know, talking to some of the guys coming out and that, going through the checkpoint, it was pretty clear that they weren't going to find any survivors at that point.
And you were down there for about a week then?
Yes, we were down there. I think we were gone a total of 7 or 8 days. We were down there, I believe, 6 days total.
We hear about many first responders now suffering from all kinds of lung illnesses, respiratory problems, cancers. Did you have any physical effects due to this week or so of time that you spent down at Ground Zero?
I had a heart attack coming back in Pennsylvania as we were driving back home, and then I had 2 more when I got back. And they did attribute that. They said, I mean, I eventually would have had them anyway, but they said, breathing in all the smoke, it definitely caused the arteries to narrow, and that probably just sort of sped things up a little bit.
Wow, my goodness. And did you have any kind of protective gear on when you were down there?
We had some paper masks, which a guy from the EPA came by with some type of device. He's reading the air quality. He says, those aren't going to work. We'll get you something else. And unfortunately, they never did, understandably so. I mean, it was, you know, sensory oil. It was overload for everybody. So we had the paper mask, and that was it.
I see. Well, that certainly, the country thanks you for what you did. And as we remember September 11th, this Sunday, the 10th anniversary of the attacks, former Flint Township Police Detective Jim Santa, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.